What's good, world? It's your boy Mastermind, man, and this is another weekday drop. Listen, man, it's a quick weekday drop. We in here a little bit different. Things a little bit different for right now. We short on equipment and everything. Our Frankenstein PC is gone. It's gone, you feel me? We may tell a funny story about that at the end of the show. But we got a short show for y'all today, man. We're going to try to get the homie Q in here. We got him on standby. He's playing, what's the game? Hill Drives? At the moment right now, we're going to get him in here talking about that also. There's a couple things I want to come in and touch on, but we kind of just in the middle of changing things up a little bit right now. You feel what I'm saying? So this episode is very special because in the middle of this change up, it was like, yo, we may have to skip March. We may have to skip doing the March episode. You feel me? But we still pushed through, made a way, and we in here. You know what I'm saying? So, let's jump right into it. Watch Dogs. Listen, when I seen this, I said, yo, this is what I've been waiting on. Watch Dogs. We got a Watch Dogs movie coming. That's right. Listen, y'all know when y'all see me playing Watch Dogs, you feel me? You know you're in for a good time for a long time. I have some amazing gameplay on that game, and I absolutely love that game. The first one, the second one was okay. And even now the one we got in London, beautiful game, pretty fun. I actually like it a little bit better than GTA because of the technical stuff or whatnot, you feel me? So I really enjoyed that. And for us to see we got a movie coming, yo, listen, I just really hope they make the movie kind of like 007 a little bit. Give it a little 007 play style, you feel me? Like some I know it costs a lot of money for these actors to, you know what I'm saying, come on and do their thing, but bro, if you can get the brother Brad Pitt in that joint, somebody like Tom Cruise, you feel me? Like, because those are like some action-packed. Denzel Washington, throw him in it, you feel me? Throw some of these high Hollywood stars into a movie like this, Watch Dogs, you feel me? AKA was a game, still is a game, of course, but you know, that'll be dope, you feel me? So I just hope we get something like that. If we get anything like a corny, they don't make the tech look real, they get some corny actress, and if they try to rush it, like, that's why I feel like, yo, don't ruin Watch Dogs, you feel me? So hopefully we get that, you feel me? I'm hoping for something really exciting, something big like that, because if they make the tech, you know, real, futuristic, don't rush it, make it feel original, you feel me? And actually give it that core, like GTA presence, but the tech on top of it, like really go in on it, and with a good story, you feel me? Listen, it may be something good. So I got my eye open for that. Listen, the talk of the town, folks. The talk of the town. PlayStation. PS5 Pro. We may be getting a PS5 Pro in probably like the fourth quarter, end of this year type deal. So y'all already know my thoughts, man. Go check out the previous episode of the podcast. You feel me? We kind of gave you multiple thoughts about the PS5 Pro situation. It makes sense of them doing it at the end 2024, because why wouldn't you want to go into 25, the year GTA come out, with the best hardware on hand? You feel what I'm saying? So it's a very strategic move I think PlayStation is doing. I understand it. I still think, well, even if I'm thinking it's too early, you feel what I'm saying, but it makes sense right around the holiday season, because I was thinking, well, maybe what if they did it like second quarter, you know what I'm saying, for 2025, or, you know, first quarter or whatnot. But if you look at it statistically, if they was to release it, you know, fourth quarter holidays around, 24, that'd be perfect. Coming to the new year with a new console, the most best hardware on the market right now, you feel me? And then whatever new games alongside Grand Theft Auto releasing that year, that's going to be the best place to play PS5 Pro. You feel me? And so I think it's a very interesting idea what they're doing strategically. But for us, like the specs and everything, what they're saying, Listen, it's pretty beefed up. It's pretty beefed up. I may try to have like, you know, how I do my virtual visual stuff. But like I said, we're kind of down right now. We're working on limited equipment here. So we might not be able to have all the special effects like we normally would have in the show. But I try to put the PS5 Pro specs here. But according to the specs, it's pretty beefed up, man. The thing is, so you look on the PS5 box and say 8K on it. But we have yet to see an 8K game. That's the thing. So when I hear the talks, when I read the specs on this, these are just leaks. You feel what I'm saying? About 8K resolution, I'm like, yo, PS5 box say that, and we have yet to see 8K resolution. Anything. You feel me? So I don't too much take the 8K. I'm like, man, y'all tripping, man, because y'all still ain't pushed the normal PS5 to its max potential yet. So with that being said, we got the base console online. You haven't pushed its max potential, and now you got some beefed up hardware that's apparently coming, you know, in November or December. Cool, but only if we can get our hands on it. If they make some type of trade-off situation for the people that, you know, want to trade their PS5s in, that'd be dope. Of course, the price, but they're not going to have lower prices. I'm sure of that. And two, can we get it quicker than we got the PS5? Because when PS5 came out, you know, during COVID and all that, it was kind of hard to get your hands on the PS5. You feel me? Shipment shortages and all those different things. And are we going to have those issues with the PS5 Pro? So if they can capitalize on those three things, I think, you know, PS5 Pro will definitely be one for the books. You know, definitely you want to pick up, because like I said, going into the new year, 2025, you want to go in with the best hardware that's on hand. You feel me? So, hey, I'm all for it and I'm all with it. But I got to know those three things I covered before I can actually make that final purchase price on a PS5 Pro. You understand? And there's something else I want to talk about too. But before I move on to my next topic, this is the thing. I also seen something. I don't even think I can pull it up on this PC. Let me see. I seen something on the specs. Oh, no, I'll probably come back to it. Probably when I get Q in here, we'll kind of probably elaborate on it a little bit more. I seen something on the specs. What was it? Something about the ray tracing. We know the ray tracing is going to be better. Something about PlayStation special learning language. PlayStation got a special AI that's going to apparently be in the PS5 Pro. And that reminded me of what the brother Hip Hop Gamer said. Shout out to the brother. What he was talking about, the PS5 being the PS6 being an AI console, basically. So I can see if whatever this particular special sauce PlayStation got in their hardware, you know what I'm saying, taking the next step, introducing that on the PS5 Pro, and then the final form on the PS6. So I can see how that's introduced and brought into play if my thought frame is correct there. So yeah, that's when I seen it, I was like, oh, okay, look, this may be the start of it. And I give an example of this particular feature I'm talking about, and didn't even mention it. For games that looks like, two examples, for games that look like HD remastered or whatever, so instead of waiting for a long time to get games remastered, with this new technology, they'll be able to up the frames, basically run old games and give them their own little remaster. It's going to be able to do the remaster right then, right there type deal. So you better play this old game that's going to be re-rendered looking much better, even without the industry doing a remaster to it. The hardware is going to kind of do it for you. That's that's another example of future technology. And they kind of start doing it now with NVIDIA, the new graphics cards, NVIDIA just dropping and whatnot. So those are different examples there. Another example too is AI in the game. I gave this example many times on other episodes of the show. Basically, AI, you're going to be able to basically do what we already do in gaming, like speak with AI and the bots in the game, but this AI is going to be much more intelligent, and it's going to begin to take its, you kind of paint your own track or do your own, have your own experience in the game based on this special AI, because this is going to be noticeable difference how you basically is in tune with AI in the game. You're going to notice the difference. So those are two examples. You feel what I'm saying? Let's say if you're talking to this AI bot and you make a choice, then this choice may go this way or whatever. Some other player may make a different choice and it may go this way. But that same some other player may have his AI bot may say something different than what your game is saying. You know what I'm saying? So those are like different examples of how AI is going to come into the games and really change the dynamics and the perspectives of and the experience of all of gaming. So that's something also to kind of keep in mind and also keep your eyes open for future technology and different things like, oh, I noticed it, you know what I'm saying, type things in games. Moving on, talking about something else, my other topic on the board was about more studios is closing down. We talked about this beginning of the January episodes when who else went out of PlayStation and somebody. It's a bunch of stuff that's just people losing jobs and in the gaming industry and a lot of studios being shut down. We got more news of more studios are being closed down. So it's like, yo, I was reading something else and they were saying that the new Grand Theft Auto, when it dropped, that's the, like, yo, we need that to do well, you know, because there's a lot of studios getting closed down, projects and everything shutting down, people getting laid off, fired, different things that matter. So, yeah, and it's crazy because when you think of the gaming industry itself, there's so much money floating around. It's like, why are we seeing all these layoffs and, you know, studios closing down and things? It still kind of bundles me. So, you know, I don't know. It just bundles me. I feel like we need to have like a gamers union for all the gamers, you know what I'm saying? Content creators like myself and even in the industry where these guys is making video games and different things of that matter. Have like a union, man, to where we can have something backed up to where all studios that closed down, projects that was closed, or, you know, things of that matter, can have something to fall back on and come to this union and say, hey, this is the deal, you know what I'm saying? Boom, we help them out and we see how can we make these projects continue to go. How can we keep the studios open to continue to produce these great games? You know, different things of that matter. It's just something that needs to be done in the gaming industry when we see different things like this. So, because I hate to see it, man, because if you got a studio closing down, who knows? That game that they're working on can be the next Last of Us. That game that they're working on could be the next Uncharted or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, you never know, especially when you got a room full of talented people, passionate, love for video games, the stories and everything else. Like, listen, they put in hard work and they grind in there months and months and weeks and days and hours. You know what I'm saying? They're not putting in their work, and to see it just go away like that, something got to be done, bro. You know, because let them continue to make whatever they're going to make. You feel me? It comes out good. It comes out bad. So what? They got the job done. They put in the hard work and they made it. You feel what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I think that's what it's all about. Starting some, sticking through it and getting to the finish line, producing what you've been working on. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like we need something in the industry, man, to where we can keep these projects up afloat and keep the people inspired, man. And just something on those lines of things, you know. But I hate seeing it. Moving on, talking about a little bit something else. Listen, I'm going to skip this because I'm going to have Q come in. We're going to talk in about this. The talk of the town, this new game, Hell's Drive. Listen, is doing amazing. I've been seeing people playing it all the time. The homie Q playing it right now. You feel me? Follow him on Twitch. You dig? It's been pretty cool. I tried to catch it when it was free to kind of try it out. I missed it. I had it on my list to download, but I was playing Last of Us and I didn't have enough space. So in the process of trying to free up my space, you feel me? I'm still enjoying myself on Last of Us. Like, bro, I don't have enough time because I'm still playing Last of Us. I'm hooked on to that one. I'm going to download it and then just come play it later. Nope, didn't work. Missed out missed the time to play it for free and all that. So, shout out to that game, man, because I heard they got like a dedicated crew of people that come on just to keep the server up. You feel me? Like, yo, I love it, man. That's passion, bro. That's passion. So, it's exciting to hear things like that and hear the success of games do so well like that. You feel me? But hopefully, we can get the home queue in here talking about it a little bit here soon. Moving on to my next topic, TikTok getting banned. Listen, man, I don't too much use TikTok too much, you feel me? But shout out to everybody that rock with me over there at TikTok, all my followers, and people I, you know, follow or link up with or whatever, man, you know. But this whole social media craze is crazy. And I mean, hey, if TikTok is owned by the Chinese or whatever, man, and they doing some foul stuff, get them out of here, bro. But at the same time, it's like, dang, we banning it? We forcing them to sell? Like, wait a minute, something is going on here. I don't think that's not right. I don't think that's right. We shouldn't have to force anybody to sell, for one. Two, if we ban them, you got to look at all the other crazy social medias out here, too. We got to ban that, too. And then, three, how the hell y'all pass a bill so fast, some for just social media, when we got bills that really need to be passed for something that's really serious? Let's talk about something like homeless or, you know, interest rates is killing the everyday people. Like, pass bills for that's helping the everyday people versus a ban on social media. We got that passed so quick. And it's like, wow, really? Y'all been holding that one for a long time. Like, really? But, you know, crazy, man. But that's my take on it. Moving on. Because I don't want to take the show to a political or anything of a matter of, you know, I don't really want to go there. The politics and things. I can go there, but we try to keep it gaming and technical. You feel me? For all the fans and for all the viewers, man, and the day ones. You feel me? But that's my quick topic and quick rundown of different shows. Like I said, we're doing something a little bit here different. We're down on equipment here, so we kind of running off bare bone minimum equipment here. So, you know what I'm saying? So we just trying to make some work, and we was like, yo, we gotta come in here and drop an episode for March, man. Follow my March people, man. So and it's our month. Ain't that something crazy? It's our month, by the way, birthday month. You feel what I'm saying? Let me get some emojis down there in the chat when y'all see this in the future. For all my Aries and all my Mars babies, you dig? Drop it in the comments. We here. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to myself. By the time you see this episode, hey, my Cash App is up top. Holla at your boy. Send me some. I take Bitcoin too, baby. Yeah. Happy birthday to all the Mars peoples out there. Let's get it, man. But and follow me on Twitch. That's 23Mine. Real Gamer, the podcast on all podcast platforms. So we here, we there, we everywhere. RGTV, the classic shows. We finna go live here on YouTube. Mastermind RGTV. You feel me? So don't trip. Don't trip. We'll be back. For real. I'm not even going to give y'all an estimate of probably when I'm going to be back in here. But we really want to get in here rocking and rolling with some new equipment and some new things rolling so we can, you know what I'm saying, get back on track with everything. But until then, we'll be back. Commercial break. Let's drop this link for the homie Q, because we actually may be able to get him in here right now. We'll be back. Commercial break, people. Peace.